The Bible says that Satan, that old serpent, was subtle. In fact, he was more subtle than any of the creatures that God had made. And this word means to be crafty or sly in a bad way. Subtle. That's the way he operates, and that's the way he began operating at the very beginning of the human race. He was crafty. And there are people today who are just as crafty as Satan. There is a word for the type of logic and reasoning that they use to justify about anything they want to do and get other people to go along with it. It's called casuistry. It's kind of a mouthful, isn't it? But what it is, it's a use of clever but unsound reasoning, especially in relation to moral questions. Sophistry. I read that from the dictionary. So Satan approached Eve, and he knew she was unhappy, that there was something about her. She just was not satisfied with the way God set things up. She desired things that God had forbidden. And so the serpent told her a lie and supported it with the truth, and got her to make a decision that was immoral. Listen to what it says in Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Yes, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." And the serpent said unto the woman, "You shall not surely die, for God knows that in the day that you eat of it, then your eyes will be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." You see the lie? The lie was, you shall not surely die. There will be no bad consequences. Even though God said there were consequences, there will not be that bad consequence. And then he supported that lie with the truth. For God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. They would be making their own decisions about what is right and wrong. And they would rebel against God, who said this is right and this is wrong. Let's pray. Father in heaven, your word teaches me how to live my life. You have said there are certain things that are right and certain things that are wrong. And the choices that I make concerning that have consequences. Oh Lord God, I thank you for forgiving me for making those bad choices. And because of Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross, those sins are atoned for. Father, help me to make good choices. I want to be a good son. You have adopted me. I want to be a good follower of you and Jesus. Help me, oh God, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.